So he kept on going around from place to place to find the shemen. The first place he went to was a place called Tzur. Rashi says over here on Tzur, he says Tzur, hishchunas ayara shebe'eretz Yisrael. It's a bunch of different cities in Eretz Yisrael that were called Tzur. And it sounds like Rashi is going out of his way to say that there was this place called Tzur was in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Pasha says we know that Tzur was outside of Eretz Yisrael, was to the north of Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi, for some reason, felt the need to say that this is a different Tzur that was in Eretz Yisrael, was a Shchunas Hayaris. And the question is, what is pushing Rashi to say that? Why can't it be the Tzur, which is in Chutz Laaretz? Taisus also, you see the same thing. Taisus says, Halach Letzur, Ein Zet Tzur HaMa'atira, El Tzur Acher Shehaisa Beretz Yisrael. This is not Tzur HaMa'atira, but this was a different Tzur, which was in Eretz Yisrael. So Taisus also goes out of his way to say, this is not the Tzur that we know that was in Chutz Laaretz, to the north of Eretz Yisrael, but this was a different Tzur that is in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is the same thing. Why not? Why can't you learn that he went to Tzur in Chutz Laaretz? What's the Hechech to say that this was a Tzur in Eretz Yisrael? So I saw in the Mefarshim say, there's a sefer called Keren Yishai, and he says that the Pshat is like this, that the people who sent them were in Ludkia. Now, Ludkia was very much north of Eretz Yisrael, and if you go from Ludkia to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to pass Tzur on the way, meaning Ludkia was to the north of Tzur, so when you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're going south on the way, you're going to pass Tzur. So he says it's not mistaber that he would pass Tzur, and it was a place that had a lot of shaman, that he wouldn't go there and get the shaman there. Why would he go all the way to Yerushalayim to get the shaman, then they'll send him back up north? If the Taka was shaman and Tzur, then he should have gone there, right? So so obviously it's mistaber that this Tzur that we're talking about is not a Tzur that was in the regular Tzur in Chutz Laaretz. It must be it was a Tzur in Eretz Yisrael, and it made sense to first go to Yerushalayim and then go to Tzur. That is their hechich to say that we're talking about a different Tzur that was in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wants to say, and I think that you have a raya to what he's saying from the Shita, because on Taisus, and Taisus says, "Ein zet zera matira ela zera acher shayisa b'Eretz Yisrael." So Taisus says, the Shita says, "And es chavches hamatira." He says, "Gilyan aval b'sifri b'pasuk zela hiski Yerushalayim." He says that he's pointing out being Meir and Taisus, but if you look in the Sifri doesn't mention Yerushalayim. So on this, the Taisus says that this is not the tzur in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, but it's a different one in Eretz Yisrael. He says, look in the Sifri doesn't mention Yerushalayim. And the Shaila is, what does one have to do with the other? Who cares if the Sifri doesn't mention Yerushalayim, which shaychus to saying that this is the Tzur, which was in Eretz Yisrael. The two things have no shaychus. But the way the Keren Yishai is learning, it's very geschmack, because the whole hechich to say that this Tzur is not the one in Chutz Laaretz, it's the one in Eretz Yisrael, is because it says he first went from Ludkia to Yerushalayim. So if he's going to Yerushalayim, he's going to pass Tzur on the way. Why didn't he go there first? Alamai must be a Tzur in Eretz Yisrael. That's Kufa Taisus's Hechech. But he said, the Shita is saying, but if you look in the Sefer, it doesn't mention Yerushalayim at all. It says he went straight to Tzur. So if he went straight to Tzur, then there's no reason to say that it doesn't mean the Tzur in Chutz Laaretz. And then he went from Ludkia to Tzur, then from Tzur to Gush Chalav. And if he that, there wouldn't be any Hechech. So it's Mavur L'char from the Shita that he understood the Hechech of the Gemara, of the Rishayim, like what the Keren Yishai is saying, that the reason why I can't be in Chutz Laaretz is because it also doesn't make sense if he would pass Tzur and not go in there. And Agam, another thing I think you see from the Sifri, if you look in the Gemara over here, the Gemara says, it starts off and it says, Pamachas nitzichu lehen anshe ludkia beshamen. And the Akir says, Zachar tzarchian, there was nitzichu beshamen, it should say nitzichu leshamen, they needed shaman. What does it mean, they were nitzichu beshamen? And the Pasha says you have to change the gears to less shaman, which is talk about the Shita does. The Shita says it's tachalem anshiludkiya less shaman, and therefore they're meaning this person to go. But the gears of best shaman doesn't really make sense. So Shah is where that gears came from. But if you look in the Sifri taka has the gears of best shaman, and the feed the Sifri, it does make a lot of sense because the lashon and the Sifri is a little bit different. It says ma'isesh and it's taf tzefu anshiludkiya best shaman munilem pomolius achan. So Itaka says b'shamen, but it doesn't say nitzchu, it says nitztaf tzafu. What does it mean, nitztaf tzafu? So the Mefarshim, what they say, it's a lashon of tzfufim, of tchak. They were nidchak b'shamen. In other words, they were dachak in the Indian of shamen. If you use that lashon nitztaf tzafu, then it makes sense to say b'shamen. So it's mistaber that was the original gears on the Sifri, and our Gemara is based on that gersa, so it ended up saying nitzchu instead of nitztaf tzafu, but the word shamen remained, which Taka does make sense, if the gears are Sifri, and we made that remain in our Gemara as well.